DW News.
Welcome to the news. My name is Jen Nyinge. The leaders of the G7 nations meeting in Italy for a second day are working out their final declaration as the group takes aim at Russia and countries enabling Moscow's war in Ukraine. A draft communique seen by news agencies called on China to stop sending dual-use material to Russia, such as weapon components and equipment used by Russia's defense sector. The draft statement is also said to include a vow that G7 nations will back Ukraine as long as it takes. Our correspondent Beard Rigat is in Bari at the summit and here with more.
Ukraine will get more help, more weapons, and a more sustainable path to recovery. $50 billion US dollars will come from the G7 as a loan. There's a bilateral agreement now between the US and Ukraine for security. Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, was here and he said this is another step on our path to NATO. From here, he will take it to Switzerland to the next conference on Ukraine, where Ukraine will talk about this peace plan that Zelensky offered.
NATO defense ministers have agreed that the alliance will take more of a role in coordinating military aid to Ukraine. The decision follows a meeting of the Transatlantic Alliance at NATO headquarters in Brussels. NATO will now take over some of the logistics for delivering that support and training. The organization head, Jens Stoltenberg, says the mission will be headquartered at a U.S. military base in Germany and involve almost 700 staff.
These efforts do not make NATO a party to the conflict, but they will enhance our support to Ukraine to uphold its right to self-defense.
A memorial service has been held in the German city of Mannheim for a local police officer who was killed in a terrorist attack. 2 weeks ago, a man with a knife attacked protesters and police at an anti-Islam demonstration. The 25-year-old attacker was an Afghan refugee who entered Germany as a minor in 2013 but was denied asylum. This news is coming to you from DW in Bonn, Germany. South Africa's ANC has reached a coalition deal with the pro-business opposition party, the Democratic Alliance. It will be the first coalition government since the apartheid era ended 30 years ago. It follows a major upset in recent elections where the ANC lost its majority. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to head the new government. And thousands of Brazilians took to the streets to protest a controversial bill being debated in Congress. The law, if passed, would equate abortion with homicide. For more news and information, head on to our website, dw.com/Africa. My name is Jen Nyingi.